It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Marion Barry's new blues album. Mind your business. I'm all right. And you just mad because don't nobody want to see you naked news. Oh, Frank, there's a beef a-brewing between Rihanna and the singing group TLC. It all stems from an interview that T-Boz and Chilli of TLC gave to an Australian morning show.
Every time I see you, you don't have to be naked. And it's hard for us to say anything because every time we say some old TLC, oh, they must be jealous.
Now, if you all remember, Rihanna wore a completely see-through dress last week on a red carpet, and women everywhere are appalled. That is, the ones that ain't trying to find out where she got the outfit from. My Aunt Gussie looking for it. I don't want to see her in that. I hope she never get her hands on it. She got them grandma breasts and she still thinks she Josephine Baker. Anyway, once Rihanna heard about it, she went on her Twitter and responded by calling T-Boz an old thot.
Everyone listen up. This is Rihanna. Me not chasing waterfalls. Me not care what an old thot have to say. Come here, rude boy, boy, won't you live it up?
Now, for those that don't know, thot is a new street slang that is an acronym for that over there, or them over there, plural. Can you say thot, Frank? Anyway, T-Boz responded by saying she never actually said Rihanna's name. Rihanna just must have felt some kind of way, and it resulted in the thot calling the kettle thot. And y'all better stop playing with God news. Justin Bieber was baptized in a New York City bathtub this weekend amid the controversy over the disparaging remarks about blacks in two videos that were leaked in the past few weeks. See, Bieber has spent a whole week in intense Bible study with Pastor Carl Lentz after a man possessing the videos said he was going to release the videos if Justin Bieber didn't pay him $1 million. Usher released a statement to the media saying that Justin Bieber is anything but racist, and he was a boy when he told those unfortunate jokes at black people's expense. Now, Frank, is a baptismal null and void due to the fact that it was done at an apartment? It was formerly known as the Carter Building in the movie New Jack City? I'm just saying, don't where you get baptized have something to do with it? And they say the baptismal was done in a mixture of smart water and limeritas, a.k.a. thought juice. Number two, Frank, how much Bible learning you gonna get in a week? He ain't go to vacation Bible camp like the rest of us had to do. You can't learn no Bible in a week. And three, black folks, when we gonna stop letting people use us as scapegoats? They offend us, then use our most sacred institution to redeem themselves. Justin Bieber and Donald Sterling. Now, I know we supposed to turn the other cheek, but even Martin Luther King will be in his grave like, hold up, though. I'm saying, though. How many times y'all just gonna let him slide? I'm just saying. Man. I don't think that Justin Bieber is any more racist than any other white person in America. That's the Cleazy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleazy, Cleazy, Cleazy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.